So I gotta ask you a question that's been bothering me. Are you part of the Profit Podcasting online community? Because in case you didn't know this, we have an incredible Facebook group that is dedicated to all things podcasting, from giving you daily tips and tricks and strategies to help your podcast become better, or from just collaborating and getting feedback on your own podcast. The group is amazing. So make sure you go to crystalprofit.com/podcast community to join us today. Are there certain processes within the podcast world that you just don't really understand, right? Like you've seen them done in theory and you know that it's a thing, but it's not really something that we all talk about. Are you totally confused on what I'm talking about? Because this is something that I didn't even really realize was a thing until I started talking to other podcasters in the community. And that is, what the heck are foundation principles? What are those? And this is exactly what we're going to cover today, what they are, how to use them, and all the things. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of podcasting, think of this show as the time-saving shortcut you've been looking for. So let's get right to it, shall we? So like I said in the beginning, I want to talk about something that I guess I was thinking that everyone understands podcasting the way that I do, which is a super naive assumption, right? Because you are probably listening to this podcast looking like, oh, okay, there's Crystal. She's the expert. She knows the things. And like, she is going to tell me the things that I need to know. But I got to be really honest with you guys. Whenever I'm creating a lot of content and I'm going into like the mindset of creating episodes for this podcast, I overlook a lot of things. And I feel like I have a certain assumption that, oh, most people just know this, or you understand this. I don't need to teach you that because you are as excited about podcasting and you've been geeking out about it and you are in the exact same boat that I am, which shame on me, right? How dare I assume that you have the same energy and enthusiasm about podcasting? Because you probably don't. Like, let's just be really honest here. I'm kind of in my own little world sometimes when it comes to podcasting. And I just assume, oh yeah, they know that. They don't need me to teach them that. But I got a big slap in the face last week and I realized, oh my gosh, I have let my community down by not teaching them about foundation podcast episodes. So this is what we're going to talk about today. And I'm just going to dive right in because I feel like I have done a huge disservice for this, to this community by not talking about this sooner. And I think that the reason why is because I didn't realize how much of a role foundation podcast episodes play in my own journey until someone started asking me about like anchor episodes. Like you could use the words interchangeably, foundation, anchor, fundamental, like whatever word works best for you, but these are the basic principles around your entire podcast. Because I want you to imagine if you are just getting started, or let's say you are within the first 3 months of your podcast, and you are saying, Crystal, I'm just trying to get this thing off the ground, right? Like we just launched, we are about to launch, we've just got to a point to where we are showing up consistently and we feel like maybe we've got a little traction with our show. What the heck are you talking about? I can't think far ahead in the future. Well, I'm going to ask you to, okay? I'm going to ask you to expand your imagination and imagine that in 2 years, 2 years from now, from today, you have someone approach you who is brand new to your audience. And you have at this point several dozen podcast episodes. Maybe you don't have hundreds, but maybe you have more than 50 plus podcast episodes. Well, hang on, let's go back. Let's reverse this. Because if we've been doing this for 2 years, right? Like, let's go back, do the math. If we're assuming you've been podcasting for 2 years, you probably will have had around 100 episodes under your belt, right? That's assuming 52 weeks in a year, one episode per week. That would be roughly 104 episodes that you could produce in 2 years. Now, if I am brand new to your audience and I start listening to you and I were to say, ooh, this feels a little advanced, right? Like they listen to 100, your 104th episode, and they're like, man, this is like kind of going to above my head. I don't know if this person is right for me. I need you to have some ammunition like in your back pocket to say, no, wait. This is for my more advanced listeners, but I do have some foundation principles that are key to understanding everything we talk about on this episode. Those are the things that I'm talking about. So I'm kind of jumping ahead of myself. So let's go back to the basics. So let's start with, what do I mean whenever I say a foundation podcast episode? Well, the example that I have for the Profit Podcast are my start, launch, and market episodes. How to start a podcast, how to launch a podcast, and how to market a podcast. These are episodes 46, 48, and 50 of this podcast. And I'm going to mention many, many episodes during the time that we're talking here today. So you can go and check out the show notes for all of the episodes. It's crystalprofit.com/episode158. That's where you're going to find the show notes for this episode today and everything that I talk about. So don't worry if you're busy doing something else. I'm going to link to all of these, but I'm going to give you lots of examples of foundation episodes. But those are the ones when someone says, I'm just thinking about starting a podcast, I don't really know what I'm doing, I say, go here first. Go to these basic episodes first so people can understand where I'm coming from, what I'm going to teach them over the lifetime of this podcast. Or if they just like kind of get into like my orbit of what I'm doing, they can just say, okay, well, I've already started, so I don't need that episode, but I'm launching, so I should probably listen to that. And then, you know, I'll listen to the market one after that, but I just want to give them a baseline of where to get started. So these can be used as references in future episodes. You can splinter off like one piece. So I'm going to give you some examples of how I did this in my own podcast journey. But in the start episode, I could take one key principle that I talk about in there. I could splinter it off and then repurpose that for new content. And these are usually the foundation principles of what you teach. And I got to tell you, like, I just look at the stats right before I started recording this episode, and how to start a podcast currently right now is my number one most downloaded episode of all time for this podcast. Number one. And that episode I've put out more than a year ago. So that's saying something, right? Because it's a year old. Those principles still ring true to this day. Maybe the technology has changed a little bit, but at the end of the day, the foundation is still there. Those are my core beliefs of how I believe that you should start your podcast. The same with the launch and market episodes. Like, maybe social media has changed up a little bit, or, you know, there's a different new thing. There's something trendy going on. But at the end of the day, the foundation principles should be a fundamental belief that you have about your podcast topic. Okay, so I just wanted to share with you a baseline of what I believe foundation principles are. So if you're just getting started, this is one of the easiest places to get going with your content. That's another question I've seen a lot lately, is like, I'm launching and I have a lot of podcast content ideas, but I don't really know where to get started. If you are just totally lost on which episodes you should put out first, I think that they should be your foundation principles. So I have a few examples. So your foundation principles could include your origin story of how you got into your podcast topic. So what I did, and this is kind of, it's not like a cut and dry example, it's not the greatest, but it's what we have to work with. But I went back, once I rebranded this podcast from what was originally The Rookie Life, I re-recorded what was like my episode zero and I uploaded a different trailer. And in that episode, which is usually still one of my top most downloaded episodes, I explained to people, hey guys, you know, I teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market a podcast. By the way, this podcast used to be something totally different. And if you want to go listen to those episodes, that's fantastic. But if you are here to learn about podcasting, you need to get started on episode 46. So not only do I tell people that I meet in other places or in online communities, or if someone just gets into my world, hey, start at episode 46, I actually tell them in my trailer episode too, because I want people to know this is where I want you to get started, because this is a fundamental thing that you need to know in order to understand where we're going with this podcast. And then I've had many other episodes that kind of share a little bit about my origin of how I got started. But since I rebranded, it's going to look a little different than if you are just getting started with a topic you know is like the tried and true. This is like you have a lot more clarity. Let's just be honest. Like I didn't have a ton of clarity. I didn't know what I was doing when I got started. And you may be there right now. Maybe you start something and 6 months, a year from now, you realize, oh, wait, I think I want to talk about something else. That's totally fine. And I don't think that you have to scrap everything that you've already created. But I do think that you need to have at least a foundation of how you got started in doing what you're doing. So that could be like your first episode or within the first 5 episodes. But I think that that should be one of your foundation core episodes that you can refer people back to time and time again to be like, oh, you want to know more about my story? Check out episode 1, check out episode 5, whatever one it is for you. But then that way you can kind of say your piece about that one thing and then move on. You don't have to explain yourself in every single episode, bits and pieces of something you've already explained. Say, oh, by the way, if you want to hear more about my story, go back and listen to this episode. Does that make sense? Right? So I'm referring you back to that other episode. And then another way that this can be a really easy piece of content to start with is these are things that listeners need to know or understand about your podcast before they get into what's to come with future episodes. So if you're sitting down to plan, let's say the first 10 to 20 episodes of your content, and you're looking at things in how, let's say, you're explaining how someone would work with you or how your industry works, I'm sure on some kind of level, there's a chronological order in the way that things need to happen, right? So maybe you explain, oh, this is how I've worked with previous clients, or this is how people have gotten results. They followed this framework, or these are the 6 things that I believe that every blah, blah, blah needs to have, right? This is all hypothetical. I'm just totally making all of this up, but there are some things that you need to know. So my example is I need people to understand what I believe is important to start a podcast, to launch a podcast, and to market a podcast. So that is why I started with those episodes, because I knew those were going to be the foundation keys for everything that this podcast was going to be about. So this could be your fundamental belief systems of why you do things the way that you do them. So let's say I'm just going to call out Brittany. So shout out Brittany Binion. She has the Post for Success podcast, and she's one of my students. And she has a podcast about photography, and it's about, you know, it's not just about how to take amazing pictures. Like she talks about branding and personal branding and how to show up in an amazing way online, like on social media and in different aspects of your business. But she didn't just take the angle of I'm a photographer, this is a photography podcast. She goes into how she stands out from other photographers, or maybe she could have gone into an episode that's all about her local community if that's who she wanted to serve. But I think that these foundation belief systems should be included, because that's immediately going to let someone know, like if they're brand new to your world, right? Remember, we're pretending you've been doing this for 2 years and they're like, I want to know more about her story or what he used to do before he started his podcast. I'm going to go listen to the episode where they talk about that. You want to make sure that you include that somewhere because that is going to have that effect of whether someone's going to say, ooh, this person's for me, or I don't really know if I want to listen to this podcast or not, right? And that's okay, right? Like, let's not get our feelings hurt. Let's not get bogged down. If our podcast, my podcast isn't for everybody. People that want a super fancy show that has a full production and a $50,000 studio, like, those are not my people. Y'all are my people. Y'all are recording podcasts on your iPhone and you're uploading it directly without any editing, and I am applauding you. You hear that? That is me clapping for you because you're getting it done. You're making it happen. You are getting results because you're putting stuff out there. Y'all are my people. Y'all are scrappy. You're getting it done when your kids are in the background making noises and your dogs are barking and you don't even care. You're like, I'm not even going to edit that out. I'm just going to put it up because that's more important to be consistent and to put stuff out there than to wait until it's perfect. So I know I just went on a little tangent. We're going to get back to foundation principles. Let's reel it back in before Crystal goes on like one of her little rants. Okay. So like I said, we have the start, launch, and market principles for this podcast. And those came from what I believe are most important to the life cycle of a podcast. I think that you need to understand how to get started and then how to launch and then how to market, because the people that I talk to, they're in one of those three phases. There are three phases for a podcast. You're just getting started. You're figuring things out. Then you're going to be launching. And then after you've launched, you're going to be marketing. So that is where I established my foundation episodes. So now that we know what foundation episodes are, the next question that I kind of asked myself in preparing for this is, how should you separate foundation episodes, right? Because maybe you're saying, well, Crystal, for me to work with my clients or for me to teach the things that I do, there are the top 10 blah, blah, blah. Right? Like maybe you have 10 principles that people really need to understand before you can dive into all the different nuances of your industry. Okay. So I'm going to say this with all the love in my heart because I deeply care about you. Please do not ever create episodes that are top 10 whatever, because most people will only remember up to 5 points. And honestly, I think 5 is really stretching it. I think that you can get away with 3 main points in one episode, but I want you to keep it at 1. Like, I'm just backing up. Like, we started at 10, then we went to 5, then 3, and then now I'm at 1. I want you to have one main topic for all of your episodes. This is not just related to foundation. This is all of your episodes. But I don't want you to overwhelm your audience. That's why I didn't have one podcast episode that's how to start, launch, and market your podcast, right? Because that would be probably a 2-hour episode that some people would say, well, I already started. I don't need to listen to the start part, or I already launched. I don't need to listen to the launch part, or I don't need help with marketing. I just need to get started, right? Do you see what I'm saying? Those are three separate ideas that are foundation principles. I didn't need to shove those into one episode. They needed to have their standalone episodes, because now when I create episodes that have to do with launching, and I'm like, oh, wait, if you haven't already, go back and listen to episode 48 about launching, because that's going to help you understand the principles that we're talking about here today. But anyway, let's get on with whatever it is I'm talking about, launching. Does that make sense? Right? You want to think futuristically of how will you reference the episode that you're creating today, right? Like, I will probably reference this episode in the future. If someone asks me, well, I'm thinking about creating content, I don't really know what to say in the first few episodes, I could point them to, well, have you ever thought about foundation episodes? Oh, you haven't? Okay, go listen to episode 158 of the Profit Podcast, and that'll help you understand what foundation episodes are and why they're important. So I hope that that makes sense, but I really just want to hit home with, you got to have one main topic, not 7, not 23, like one topic. Because that is going to help you. It's going to make your life a lot easier, like down the road when you're thinking back to, okay, if I want to reference this one episode, What does that look like? If I want to tell somebody to go check out this about this one topic, like, what does that need to look like? So just be futuristic thinking in how you create your podcast episodes and how you want to refer people back to them in the future. And then a question that also came up with was, can I shove a few foundation principles into a series? And my answer is absolutely. This is actually how I originally got started whenever I did the Rookie Life, because I didn't, again, going back to, I didn't know what I was doing. And I was trying to compartmentalize. I can never say that right. Compartmentalize? Is that right? Yeah. You know what I mean. I'm trying to shove everything into a box, right? And I was trying to figure out, okay, I was going off of the people that I wanted to interview. And what I did was, okay, I knew that my friend Erica like had great information on being in fitness and taking care of yourself. And then I had my friend Quincy, who was, she's a psychologist, and I knew that that was good about mental health. And then I had people that, my friend Liz, who was doing personal organization, and my friend Jenny, who does interior design, like all of these people had a common thread, and it was like, oh, take care of yourself. Ooh, and then take care of your home. So those ended up becoming the first series of the Rookie Life podcast. So you can absolutely do a series and tell people, oh, there's actually a series of 3 episodes that you can go check out. It starts at episode 2 and runs through episode 7, whatever that looks like for you. But if you are trying to decide, well, I want to shove several ideas, just don't start oversharing in one episode. Split it up. I promise you, it would be better to have 7 5-minute episodes than to have a 35-minute conversation, you know, or a monologue, right? Like a solo episode. We're talking about all these different things. It's going to be really hard to refer people to that one where you're like, oh, well, in this one episode, I talk about 7 different things, but you only need number 4. So make sure you fast forward because you don't need this other stuff. That's when you kind of get into the fluffiness. When you start shoving just so many ideas into one episode, I do not want you doing that, but you can do a series. So like I said, the first one I had was take care of yourself and then take care of your home. If you want to hear how I did that, go back to the very beginning of the podcast and you can see. But I just think that it's really important that you figure out what's going to work best for you. Because I ended up doing those 2 series and then I was like, I don't really want to do that anymore. So I stopped doing series. But again, there's no rules. It's not like you're going to get a slap on the hand for, oh my gosh, they started with a series and then they didn't continue it. Like, I'm never going to listen to this podcast again. No, you can change it up at any point. But I do want to just bring that up. That's been a question that a lot of people have asked me. And if that's the route you want to go, try it out. I'm all for it. But I want to continue with, you're going to create foundation principles that, as your podcast grows and evolves over time, that's going to change as well. So just know that these are the important resources to send new listeners depending on where they at in their own journey. So I wanted to give you some tangible examples from the Profit Podcast and what I will tell people when they're brand new to my sphere, right? Like they're brand new. And I'm going to link to all of these episodes in the show notes. But if someone is just getting started, right? They've already listened to the How to Start a Podcast and they're still in the introductory phase. Maybe I would tell them, well, I have an episode about brainstorming new content ideas. So make sure you go check out that one because it'll help you come up with more episode ideas. Or I have a few about interviews if you want to go check those out. Or if you need help with finding equipment or maybe editing your podcast, go check out these episodes or creating solo episodes instead of interviews. So that is kind of like, it fits under the umbrella of starting a podcast. And then when it comes to launching, if someone was like, okay, I listened to your launch podcast, well, that's a foundation principle, but there are also several other spinoffs of those. Oh, well, maybe you need to listen to how to set a launch goal. Like, what are you aiming for? Or how to pick your podcast launch date, because that's really important too. And that's something that I mention in How to Launch a Podcast, but I don't go into deep detail until this podcast episode. Or maybe somebody is, they've already started, they've already launched, and they're like, I just need help marketing. Do you have an episode for that? I could say, oh yeah, go check out the episodes that I have about social media marketing. I have one about Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, or creating a Facebook group. And then maybe they just want to grow their email list with a podcast. I have a few episodes about that as well. Or I have some YouTube videos. These are all foundation principles that I will refer people back to over and over and over again. And if you have been doing this for a while and you're like, well, which ones are my foundation principles? Go into the stats within your podcast account. Go in, look at which ones are your top five, because mine have not changed. There are three episodes that have continued to stay in the top five of my statistics since I launched those episodes. And that is how to start a podcast, the introduction to the Profit Podcast, growing an email list with a podcast. And funny enough, I'm not really sure if y'all are like all about this or people just find it by happenstance, or maybe y'all are just as interested in it as I am, but the Office Ladies case study episode continues to be in the top five episodes. So I don't know. I'm trying to actually figure it out. So tell me, if you haven't joined our Facebook group, go check out our Facebook group, because I want to know, what is it about that episode that y'all love? I mean, I love it because I'm dorky and obsessed with the Office Ladies podcast. It's my favorite podcast, but I want to know why you find that episode so interesting. Is it the fact that I made it fun, or that you enjoyed hearing about other podcasts? Because I'm actually interested if y'all want to know more about case studies, because the dork inside of me gets so excited thinking about, ooh, I could do more case studies on other podcasts and the success that they've had and all the things that they've done. But okay, I'm going on another tangent. That's not what we're talking about here today. I just want to know, tell me in the Facebook group why y'all love the Office Ladies case study episode. If you do, if you don't, then tell me. I could care less about listening to anything like that. So the final note that I want to leave you with today is, and I'm going to link to all the episodes we've talked about in the show notes, again, crystalprofit.com/episode 158, but you need to have a plan for where you're going to send people to who are brand new to your podcast or to your business or to your world, right? Your online space. Where are you going to send people? Because you may just be starting out, but 6 months from now, you're going to have a lot more content and you're going to have new listeners and you're going to continue to grow. So I want you to ask yourself, where do I want people to get started whenever they first enter my world of content? Where do I want to send them? Is there one particular episode that I just want to be like, this is my foundation principle. It will never change. The things in this episode are not trendy. They're not something that I talk about once. This is going to be an underlying topic that I refer back to over and over and over again. And I will say one more other thing is my mom, she was on the podcast recently and she has the Edelful Gardens podcast. And she talked about how there's one episode that she refers back to so much. And she says, I'm almost embarrassed because it's not one of my best episodes. It's one that, you know, maybe she was stumbling, or I think she said she sounded robotic or sounded too scripted. This is okay, you guys. People do not care. They do not care. As long as you are delivering valuable content, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. They are showing up because of the content that you're creating, because of the value that you're offering them. So just show up anyways. Just do it anyway and show up and add value with those foundation principles. And I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, these will come back around over and over, time and time again. And I'm just going to tell you something that I don't normally say, but at the end of the day, if you absolutely hate an episode, you can always delete it and upload something else. So that's not something I normally say, but people give me a lot of excuses of why they're not ready, or why they can't do this, or why they can't do that, or why they're not good enough. And I'm just like, well, you know, you can always delete it and upload another file, right? And I kind of get this look of, oh, did she just say that? I'm like, yes. Do you need permission to delete a really bad podcast episode? There, I just gave it to you. Now you can never say, I never had permission. Yes, Crystal gave me permission to delete a bad podcast episode and upload something else. You can 100% do that. There are no rules. This is still the Wild West of podcasting. So just go out there, create content that's going to be of value to your audience, and you can't go wrong. I promise you that. But that does it for today. So like I said, check out the show notes at crystalprofit.com/episode158 and join us in the Profit Podcast online community. This is our free Facebook group where we have so many awesome conversations about podcasting. I share weekly tips. Actually, they're daily. It's Monday through Friday. And I give you an opportunity to share your own podcast episodes. So if you are launching soon or you're thinking about launching and you're like, I want to share my episodes, but I don't really know where to do that in a safe environment. Do it in our Facebook group. Every Wednesday, we have Plug Your Podcast, and that gives you a chance to share your podcast episodes with our community. So make sure you join our free Facebook group. And remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.